Years ago, someone recommended to me the book The Secret about the law of attraction. Apparently, it had changed her life. So, of course, I wanted to read it too. If you're not familiar with the law of attraction, the website, thelawofattraction.com, says it is the ability to attract into our lives whatever we are focusing on. It is the power of the mind to translate whatever is in our thoughts and materialize them into reality. If you focus on negative doom and gloom, you will remain under that cloud. If you focus on positive thoughts and have goals that you aim to achieve, you will find a way to achieve them with massive action. Well, I only got to about page 36 before I put the book down because I disagreed with what I was reading. I thought part of the message was that there are no innocent victims, that bad stuff happens because people have put negative thoughts into the world. Now, I don't know if that's a correct interpretation of the law of attraction, but that's the message I got from the book. Even after I stopped reading, though, I thought a lot about that law. I started to think about how we see things, about our perception of the world, and it occurred to me that maybe it's not putting positive or negative thoughts into the world that brings change. Maybe we bring change to ourselves simply by the way we view the world. I was in conversation with a friend recently about the state of the world. He sees humanity destroying our planet and ourselves along with it. I refuse to see it that way. I choose to see the good. If I didn't, I think it would be a slippery slope for me into depression. I must believe in the potential for goodness that we all possess, even if we don't always act on it. So, is that misperceiving the world? Am I deluding myself into thinking that humanity is not that bad? I don't think so. I still recognize all the horrible acts we human beings perpetrate. I still read the news every day and cringe, sometimes cry. But I choose to direct my gaze to what is good in the world. A couple of years ago, my daughter and I went to hear Malala Yousafzai speak. Perhaps you'll remember that Malala is the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize because of her work for education. As a teen activist for girls' education in her native Pakistan, she was shot in the head by the Taliban and almost died. What caught my attention the most is when Malala said to look around and see that there is more good than bad in the world and more love than hate. I thought if someone who had experienced so much hate firsthand can see the world in this way, there must be something to it. But focusing on the good, as Malala shows us in her ongoing work, doesn't mean not trying to make the world better. In fact, it's a platform on which to stand. Seeing the good in the world means recognizing that we are capable of creating a better world. And that's motivation for me to work toward that better end. This glass half full perspective helps me navigate the world, both when I look inward and outward. But it's not a naive perspective. My eyes are open to the complexity of the world, and I choose to see the good.